Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. Before we go into the word of the Lord that God would have me share, I pray that your hearts will be touched and open, not only to receive the word of the Lord, but that you, in a new measure and in a new dimension, will understand how much, how very much God loves you and how much His hand is upon your life. And I'm going to be sharing some things that I just sense in the Spirit there are those who are going to be listening that need to understand in a greater reality of the importance of their individual life before God as a born-again believer. But before we go into the Word, let's join our hearts. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are a sovereign Lord. And Lord, you are mighty. In all the earth, there is none like you. There is none beside you. And we honor you and glorify your name today, Father, as we join our hearts in that wonderful communion known as prayer, in which there's no time or distance that separates. But Lord, we are one in the Spirit. And so, Father, we affirm your power, your glory, your majesty, and for the glory of the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you will meet every single need of the Lord, those who are listening, regardless of what area, whether it's physical healing, whether it's financial problems and need, whether it's relationship problem or situations on the job, whether it's mental or emotional, the battles they're going through. Father, I thank you that the work of the enemy is bound. Every demonic incursion, every work of the enemy to tear them down, to belittle them, to condemn and to accuse, I rebuke the accuser, Father, and I thank you, Lord, for the very peace of God to flood them now, as well as your anointing to be on the word of the Lord. I thank you and praise you for it. Amen and amen. Well, I would like to share this week a subject that, because of a recent circumstances, the things that occurred in a conversation I had with a dear brother who's in his 80s, I thought that it was important to underline from the Word of God how God looks at his individual believers, how he looks at each one of us. He's called us and translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And so I want to talk about able ministers of God. And as godly leadership, as well as praying consecrated members of the body of Christ, seek to hear the word of the Lord, seek to the Lord's face, I believe we will see the power of God manifested in the church and in our individual lives and beyond our lives, even into our communities and neighborhoods. We will see the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ made manifest. And the purpose of Unveiled Christ Ministries is not only to reveal and unveil Christ, because that very word unveil is actually the same word, apokalypsis, that is used, that Greek word, for the revelation of Jesus Christ, that final book in the Bible. And so God wants us not only to understand and to reveal and unveil Jesus, who he is, but also to unveil and reveal him in our lives. The Word of God tells us that all creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, of whom you and I are a part of that group. And so it has always been a burden for Unveiled Christ Ministries, Brother Glass, myself, to encourage people to not only glorify the Lord, but to minister and help bring God's people into maturity so that they are able to enter, if you will, into that promised land of victory that God has given for us, those exceeding great and precious promises, the abundant life He has assured that He has prepared for us in the here and now. When we're in heaven, we will rejoice. As that old song goes, when the battle's over, we will wear a crown. But it's now that we need the power of God demonstrated in our lives and to those whom God would bring our way, that we would have a word in season, that we will be able to pray and see them healed, that miracles would be manifest. Why? To show that God is real. Beloved, there is such a deluge of New Age and the supernatural realm of the occult. Why? Because people are hungry. They know there is more. The most depraved, the most wicked person knows there are resources. There is power beyond this just natural realm, and that knowledge drives them in ways that will lead to their destruction if they go into the realm of the occult. And that's why God was very clear in His word that we're not to seek mediums and seek New Age prophets, if you will, to understand the future or to read our future or crystal ball gazers. Why? Because the Lord is the source of everything we need, including knowledge of the future. And many times, much to our frustration, He gives us knowledge on a need-to-know basis. And so there is an opening up. There's an unveiling and a wondrous work that God has done through Jesus and that He's revealing in this hour. It's a time that we are not to remain as we have in days past, but a time of maturity for the body of Christ. Things that have been hidden are now being revealed. And the Lord is revealing Himself to believers who desire to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God's going to reveal Himself through believers to the world in a way that men will see. They will bow before the God of heaven and earth and acknowledge that He is the solution to their problems. We need preachers, beloved, and I'm not speaking about preachers standing up in pulpits, but I'm talking about preachers, if you will, in the marketplace, in the world, in every strata of society, and most of all, that we can preach by our godly example and lives. And then if someone comes and their heart is being opened, we should pray and ask God to bring to us those whom the Holy Spirit of God has been preparing so that they are searching, they are hungry, they want answers, and you will find a great deal of spiritual success because God is in it. You've prayed beforehand that ground is prepared to receive the word of the God of the Lord. When God purposed to continue to reveal Himself, to unveil Himself, if you will, after Christ's ascension, He chose a new channel. And God has used some rather strange channels through which to reveal Himself. He's used inanimate creation. That entire first chapter of Romans, Paul talks about they're without excuse because the heavens and the earth declare the glory of God. He used a bush that glowed with the glory of His presence as fire. And for the children of Israel, He used a tent that was made out of animal skins, the external covering. God has revealed Himself through people, through Moses and someone like David. They were, if you will, analogies or examples of He who which was to come, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. But now God has chosen another instrument through which the world can see God's work in action, God's love in action. And you want to know what that is? Beloved, it's you. You and me. We are instruments as believers. We may be sinners. God's brought us out of all kinds of different lifestyles, all kinds of things that were in opposition and in hostility to the living God, but we have been transformed by the power of God. This is the body of Christ. You know, it's sometimes easier for God to accomplish his purpose through a bush or through a tent or even the stones. He said, if these people didn't stop rejoicing and praising me as he was coming into Jerusalem, he said, even the rocks would cry out. So he can use inanimate things. But he has chosen to use us. And as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, I have felt to go down this direction because of a conversation I had with a dear brother who's in his 80s, and he basically, I could sense a sense of sadness that perhaps he had missed God, that his heart was really being drawn after the Lord, but that he never really was a preacher, he was never in the pulpit, and somehow his life, the things that he did as far as employment in the world, that it really didn't amount to much. And so I said, you know, we're going to have to talk about that. And I, because of that misconception that he was expressing and the regret that he was feeling, beloved, each one of us have to recognize that God has a divine destiny and calling on our lives. And I'm going to be sharing some things that I pray will give you a greater confidence that no matter where you are in your life, no matter how old, how young, whatever season you're in, God has a plan for you. And the joy and the adventure is trying to discover it. And the Holy Spirit will help you, praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, I always close our broadcast with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. And also, I'm continuing to offer for a time still a little booklet we've put together entitled Devotional Meditations for the Believers. It's a 38-page booklet of some selected prophecies that the Lord has given me through the years that I've shared with the UCM family. So I invite you to write and request that book. We'll be happy to put it in the mail to you free of charge. I love you. I thank the Lord for UCM partners. I pray faithfully for you every day. And radio family, even if you've never written, I also pray for you every day. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.